This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So holding the Mishnah of Hakol Safoy?
Yes. Yes.
And so we had seen that he learns Hakol Safoy means at present. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now seeing everything, and despite the fact that it's bad, he's not being involved, doesn't step in. There's a, I don't know if I mentioned last time, there's a Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen that clears the Shiloh that when somebody's killing somebody else, is it his Bechira, and that Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have in mind at all to do it, or the other way around? Kaddish Baruch Hu is doing it in this person, you know, how's the person to look at it when somebody calls somebody else? Don't think that just because he does know it, that the Hekreach be oisik in philosophical hakiris. Even the Maral's pshat is kind of interesting, but the Rambam certainly that the issue of yedia bechira should be discussed in the Mishnah. I mean, because Mishnah is still with halacha, so with divrei Musa, but you know, philosophical speculation. It's interesting that that's in the Mishnah. So he says, "Vine beikadvar eka makos el harich." He says, "I'm not going to bet the bechira." Va'afagav shadvar emes itaras hashem shvel tzev de asid. Even though that's a dover that is emes mitzaratzmoi. So he says, "Mi'chnisayt makos el dvar keilu." Who said that that's the pshat? Olomloi farash hakol tzofu shuiz bo tzev ha'maisa be'esas yosei. But that's not just lasa. Say merkel lasera. You could learn like island chat, but you don't need to learn it with that oifen. So the lashon, the way the Maral learns it, there's no inherent steer between the two. It's two separate. It just says that Akash Baruch doesn't interfere in al-Bakhira, which is fine. In the Rambam's version, it creates a shaila of Yediyah and Bechira, and it's sort of solving that problem. Now, as the Mayim al Musika, the idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that Sita is not clear. No, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yediyah Mashiach. It's funny, it says, it's Otzid Larsus a Mason, we are there, Mashiach, so it brings a riot from the Koma on the Sonam. But it's such a muscle rishon that it must be Bechreach HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, that he knows the present is Muchrach, mitzvah the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Bilti Nal Mugdal, that there is nothing beholden from him, you know. So just like his quote unquote presence is not limited, so his idea is not limited. So anything that could be known, he has to know that I understand. That he knows the future, not clear if that's just an emes, but that's muchach mitzad that's in definition of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Bal Gevurah and things that are there now. I don't know. It's I'm not sure about.
If you can ask a question, if Zman, sure. we say Bereshis that Zman is Nivra. So then why does that not Mukach if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bilti Baal Gvul?
I've heard that a lot of times. And let me tell you, there's a lot of things that people make the following. Now that if this man is a nivra, then then you can say that the past, the present, the future all in one place, and so on and so forth.
No, I don't mean I don't mean it mitzad that. I mean, if this man is a nivra, then if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is built ibal gvul, then he must be above that. I don't know if the present is in the same place.
Above man means I don't. The problem is, I don't know about you, but when I was young, I remember comic books of Superman traveling through the time, that was called the timeline. Like, it could fly backwards and forwards in time, as it was like Killer Highway, where you can get off at this stop, get on this stop, and come here and come there. That's a Narish Tzir. The past, what it means, like, Hashem Baruch Hu Malo Min HaZman, means that Shinui is not Mishtayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about Zman, in a way that at least it means something to us, it means as follows. Zman is the unit of Shinui in the Bria. Let's say you have a picture. You know, let's say I have a person in front of me. A person standing in front of me. If he stands in front of me 10 years, I see the Shinui in the person. I see 10 years have gone by, his hair is more gray, he has less hair, he has more, I don't know, creases, a face, whatever. So I see the Shinui. If, let's say, I have a picture, a photograph, 10 years later, it looks exactly the same. You know, so there's the picture face. doesn't age one bit because there's no shinui. The person himself has age because there is shinui in him. You know, time is measured, it's a measure of shinui, and we mark it by shinui. In the sun circle, the earth circles around the sun, circles around itself, molecules disintegrate, if a place would be completely frozen without any tenua whatsoever, then Zman is meaningless. What does it mean it's 100 years old? When we talk about our world, 100 years old is very meaningful. In 100 years, this happens, that happens, other things happen. Shinuyim. But without Shinui, there's no Zman. So the measure of the things in the Bria, snapshot measure as is length, width, and height. The measure of change is time. So the most elementary measures of time today are different events in an atom, and those are shinuyim that happen, that are constant, and every time a dozen shinuyim have happened in this atom, it's 1 second or whatever. And then on a larger scale, we have the sun and the earth, which is also fairly constant shinui, not fantastic, but it's not as accurate actually as the cesium clock and so on. But the events happen regularly, so on and so forth. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the difference when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Nothing has changed whatsoever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above shinui, ani rishon, ani achrei, and mibalodai, there's no lekim, and so on. So that's what the meaning of those months. So we can't say there was a time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say there's a time after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say that there's a difference in what it takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu time to do. There is no time. Everything is. So that's what it means. He's not kofed as man. Now the other, I can imagine the other as existing. Let's take a simple example. If somebody takes a video of myself, it that continues to exist in a certain way. They have, supposedly, they were working once upon a time on cameras that can pick up body heat that was in the room before. So the mela, I can still get a picture of it now. So if Ganav came, it's possible to still take a picture. Those are things, the other existed, and that left a ration. And if somebody will tell me there's a world where it Ramesh has a Metzius, it at least I understand what I'm talking about. The future by definition means it hasn't had existence. It has yet to exist, and especially if I have Bechira, then it's not even known. So I don't know, you're right, Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do we understand Ava Hoyve Asid of the world? I don't know, it just gets to a point where the words lose meaning. I have a hard time with that. I've heard that Mishalim in those, but on Asid, to use that Mahalach in any way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea of Asidus, I just don't know. Mm-hmm. It's by definition. I once had an argument with somebody, he was adamant. I told him, by definition, if I say, I know for sure that I am going to be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. So that statement is either or. Either there's no hechetimtz in the world that I won't be in Pittsburgh, I'm a kol yachol, and therefore I'm going to be in Pittsburgh because, it doesn't. Or I could, or the pshat is, I can say it as a probability. I can say, chances are 99.9% because I'm planning it, and so on and so forth. So when I say I can tell a Sidus, by definition, our terms, if I say that you, Yaakov, or Gershon are going to be tomorrow, it's 100% that tomorrow you're going to be in Manchester. So to make that statement true, you either have no choice in it, or that statement is not 100% true, but it's a good guess, and it might be 99.9%. Logically, either or, there's no other hechetimtz. So, I give a good example. I told the list 2 weeks I'd be in Paris, next week I wasn't. My flight was canceled by a storm, and I tried to get on a flight a night later, and I missed a flight, and so on myself. So, I could only tell you that I was probably be, but I couldn't tell you that I will be. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that tomorrow this is going to happen, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, and the worst part is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, so we could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did doesn't affect us, but most when it says a pasuk like the Kama on the Zana, so in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, reading that pasuk in Tanakh means, in Chumash, in Torah, means that it has to be, because what's the other option? It is no, by definition, the future is only hechreach. You can only be saying 100% about it. So some are trying to learn different shot in the psukim, that it's likely that in Achrami, some say it's likely they'll be Mizane. But if you want to learn the pasuk in absolute sense, you have some real issues, not pashit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Gaponim, he doesn't care for the Rambam's looking into what the Rambam said. Now, there's another part. He said before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Moicha by the Avera, that's how he learns Pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets things happen even after bed. So, look who it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care particularly. He, you know, let the world take its course. And if people want to be mean, they'll be mean, and that's that. If somebody likes his child and he sees his child's about to do something that's bad, so he's not going to let him do it. And if he doesn't care for him, let him do it. If a child is doing something that's reckless, dangerous, bad, and much attention, don't care. If I say he's a stepchild, well, what's the? The chen yalla dash if neishma vakish rosh shul oylam menichoy sadi chet shem oy oyev esadam yichov avlov lo menim oicha alavada yichofetzu chasishom lachrei lekaf choiva val ze om sheena kei ki so lachura from the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows the world to go downhill and do bad. Roundabout way to do that. So he asks, you know, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu never affects the person from inside. He always does things from the outside to affect the person. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm ill-tempered or if I'm stingy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wave a magic wand and make me good-hearted and nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring all sorts of events. I'll have some feedback one way or another way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there to change from inside. The Tzuras Adam is to the greatest degree possible. A person is self-made. A person makes himself, and when a person changes himself, when a person recognizes that something is not good, and then he changes it, it's coming from inside instead of the outside. The truth is, on a level of chinuch, I mean, on a personal level, a minor tear is. Again, it might be coming from some asos, but I know that I would rather let a child or a Talmud go do wrong and suffer the consequence. If you sit on top of someone and you tell them, do the homework now. If you're not good now, you're going to be late. Then it's going to be this, and it's going to be this. You're not going to have enough time. You have to do this. So let's say you're matzliach. So all the kid has is a either it's built in by rote or it's something that he's doing mamash bar kochach and he'll leave it, but it's certainly not going to be a fundamental change in the person. If he suffers the consequence of, well, he misplaced his passport or he misplaces this and he can't find it and he can't go on the trip because he doesn't have it, he will tomorrow be a lot more organized, and not only a lot more organized, it'll be with Hakar Malaya, and I've learned his lesson. Letting events take the course of action, it allows the child or Talmud himself to suffer consequences of it. And I know sometimes the frustration you talk to Talmidim, and that's why I think it's much more effective. You wait for some crisis to happen, and when the person says, well, why haven't you said anything to me, you say, you weren't listening, and then I would have spoken to you last month. It would have been an argument. But this month, you asked me why I didn't help you. So obviously, there's a shvila zav. You obviously don't want to let a person do things that will take him past the brink of where he can't go back, and it's really a big problem, whatever it is. But if a person suffers, if somebody's doing poorly in school, and you sit down and say, well, tell me some of your problems, and well, I don't. So my paper's in time, just that, to say, okay, so how would you attribute it? Well, what would be, where do you think that it helps a lot better when the person suffers the consequences, because that's when he learns and understands, rather than the other way around. Because I remember, silly kind of, but, for 6 years I was here without my wife, I used to commute back and forth, and so most of the month I was in the apartment myself and had to fend for myself. All the years before, my wife had always given many detailed instructions about how to do X, Y, and Z, and I did it without the terrorist series of customs, and Terry Mufani Kibluwa. I don't know why you have to wash up, put water in the pot, you have to put it in the sink and right away put water in it. Wipe it up here. When I was on my own, so I did nothing. And then I realized, that if you don't wash out the pot immediately, you need a hacksaw to take off the stuff the next day. And if you put water in immediately, it's soaking water, it doesn't. And if you leave something spilled for your mama, it becomes pufferbolina. It becomes a gook and a mess, and it attracts a fly and an ant, and you can't get out. And slowly, like all these various accusatives, started becoming, I was in the gallant in the story timing of all these various accusatives. And I certainly, after two or three times, having to suffer the consequence of not doing it the right way, I made it a habit to do it the right way. And obviously you don't let a child do something that Chacham would be dangerous. I mean, you have to use seichel when you can allow this to happen and so on. But generally speaking, it tends to be a much when a child can learn from his mistakes, then he's a lot more comfortable with it. Then he understands why, and then it's something that's him, not imposed on him. Okay, v'zeh amram bepeik basra v'et brachis. One more line. He says, v'nesh atay v'zeh v'tuv o'elam nidah k'leima v'tuv eshakash proch o'elam nidah ki mitzad shu reitzeh shu toiv reitzeh v'toiv v'nechav t'vura. So he's saying over here that we can't define HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions as ra. And the reason is, and this is a tricky one, we know that we can't attribute any mikritik on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is white, because that's a mikra. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to be toiv, as if kind-hearted, bad-hearted are different tchulis on nefesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be either A or B or C. Those things don't work on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he says here, ki mitzah shetoyv reitzah betoyv nechav t'bara, means as follows. We define toiv as those things that are divine in nature. Within the world, we find two types of things. We find things that reflect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Ratzon, his Mahalchim, his Chachma, and things that don't reflect it, or are opposite than that. That is where Tov and Ra starts. Tov means it's synonymous to godlike, to divine, to things that are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be defined as being Ra, because the definition of Tov are those things that are godlike. And it's because we are godlike, it's because we're created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Neshama is of that sense, then anything in the Bria that's Toiv, our Neshama picks up favorably, feels it's right, and the things that are Ra, and the Neshama feels are bad. Our conscience and sense of right and wrong are a product of the fact that our self is toiv. We are, elokai is the right, better word to say it. And anything in the Bria that's eloki, we naturally feel positive about. Some sort of keshadu. So you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ra, because the definition of Tov and Ra is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which is of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, versus Ra is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. We sense it in a different way, but that's the way it is. So we can't ever say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Ra. We're going to have to define it in terms of a mahalach to get to Tov. In other words, everything, the things in the Bria that are not divine-like, that are, let's call it, devoid of the divine or anti-divine, are a reflection of a mahalach to the divine. All that is wrong or bad or loisas in the Bria are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by not going after it, you will sharpen, you will heighten your awareness of the divine. So, like it says in the Sfarim, Tanya speaks about it, in the Gemara, that by the aliyah that the tarifas have in the world is through not eating them. That's how the Mis'alah, because all that, there can't be an atzmis of Ra in the world, because that would mean there's something completely devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we can say is, once there's a Bria, there's Hayom LaSoysen and Machlokat B'Schar. There is the potential.
good.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good.